Thanks, Angela. Alrighty. I'd like to thank Brother Clement and Brother Chad for the presentation this morning. Thank you very much. A hypocrite. A hypocrite is an actor or pretender. So what we're going to look at this morning is, are we genuine? Does our walk with Christ exemplify genuineness? Do we truly care about our relationship with God? Do we truly care? I mean, truly, genuinely care about others? And are we genuinely compassionate toward those around us? We're going to look at warnings of hypocrisy, and we're going to look at solutions to hypocrisy. So if you turn your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they've got their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you. Shall reward thee openly. And then, verse 16, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. We're going to look at how we're seen of men and what we do. Are we genuine in what we do? How we appear to men? Are we truly genuine in who we are? And also we see the glory of men in verse 2, how the hypocrites go for the glory of men. Why do I do the things that I do? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, Lord. Help us today. Examine ourselves. Help us today. Dig very deeply within ourselves and humble ourselves before you, Lord. Help us to see how ungenuine we are, Lord. Disgenuineness in us. Help us to see that, Lord, and help us to see us like you see us, Lord. And help us get things rectified today. Help us have a genuine compassion toward those around us. Help us have a genuine love toward you and obedience toward you and your word. We thank you, Jesus, in the name of our Savior. Amen. Warnings of hypocrisy. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. Once again, a hypocrite is a pretender, an actor. Be not thou as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Now if you turn your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 23. Verse 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, once again hypocrites! For ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. I think we're getting the idea here. A hypocrite wants to be seen of men one way, but deep down, we're another. We're pretending. We're acting. Matthew chapter 15, if you would please. Matthew chapter 15, verse 7. Here's the word again. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Hello, God is saying, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus says a wise man not only hears the word of God, but doeth the words of God. When our hearts are right with God, we do the things. Not just say the things, but we do the things. And doing things is manifested of what's inside here, in our hearts. It's a heart matter. Once again, talk is cheap in the beginning of this, but in verse 9, but they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The interpretation here, of course, is these guys are teaching doctrines of men. They were made up throughout how many period? 400 silent years that you got to do this, you can't do that, you got to do that, you cannot do this or else. Umber, you're in big trouble. But they weren't the commandments of God. But we're going to apply this to ourselves today. How many times do we look at other people and say, they shouldn't be doing that? They should be doing this. Are we hypocritical? Are we hypocritical when we scoff at the soccer fields open on Sundays and kids playing soccer on Sunday? We scoff at the eating joints open on Sundays. And how dare they stay open on Sundays, and those people need to be in church and not at work. But when we leave church, we go eat at the eating joints. Are we not hypocrites? Do we not say the things that are right, but what we do is different? We point our fingers at other people, but we can justify ourselves. Are we hypocrites? We expect those around us to do the things we say. And maybe they do. Maybe some of those people who know not the Lord, I know some people who know not the Lord Jesus Christ, that put me to shame. They have an attitude, a great attitude, joyful attitude when it comes to helping people out. They have an attitude of compassion. How many lost people are going to send money to the Philippines with that terrible typhoon as compared to me not sending any? I am a hypocrite. But yet I'll look at those other people and demand and mock them and use them for an example and criticize and demean them. Because I know my Bible. I am a hypocrite. We expect people to live as we say, certainly not as we do. We're hypocrites. Deep down, I think every one of us knows who we are and what we do and how we think and how far we fall short of the glory of God and what's expected in each and every one of us. And the Bible says, Jesus says, why beholdest the mote in thy brother's eye, and ye see not the beam in your own? I don't see it. You guys do. And I can't look at the speck in Charles's eye. His eyes are watering. He's got a little speck in it. I can't even help it. My depth perception's off. I can't even see that speck in his eye. I shouldn't be looking at it. I got a mote or a beam in my eye. But you guys can all see it. That illustrates our hypocrisy. I wonder how much the world can really see who we are, and we can't. Because we're hypocrites. Because maybe sometimes we hide behind prayer. Maybe sometimes we hide behind church. Maybe sometimes we hide behind our knowledge of the Bible. But people know who we are. People know how we operate. But yet we'll look at others at the drop of a hat and criticize someone. Notice, Jesus says, the mote in thy brother's eyes, but considereth not the beam that is in thy own eyes. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam that is in out of thine own eye, and thou shalt see clearly. To cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. When we finally look deep within ourselves, we realize how hypocritical we are, then our hearts will break for those around us. And people can see our genuine care toward them and the genuine care and love of Jesus Christ, and we can truly help them out. But that's only after we see clearly, taking the beam out of our own eye. We need to get our hearts right. Look within ourselves before we can even start to help others. So this couple, this mom and dad was going to have they had some company over. They were good church-going people, and there was a couple people new to the church, and they was going to have them over for dinner. And so that night, they had them over for dinner, and they had a little kiddo, and so they sat down at the table and asked Johnny to say grace. And Johnny said, I don't know what to say. And so mom says, Johnny, whispers to Johnny's ear while the company's over, the couple says to Johnny, Johnny, just say what your daddy said this morning at breakfast. And so Johnny says, Dear God, I hope this couple leaves early. Hypocrites! Look at Matthew chapter 6 again. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men. Appear unto men. Appearance unto men. Matthew chapter 23, once again. Matthew chapter 23, verse 27. Woe. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones, and of all uncleanness. Even so ye outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Appear beautiful and righteous unto men. Let's take our Bibles and go to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let every man that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we think we're something, that we're not, we deceive ourselves. If we think we're pure, beautiful, if we think we're righteous unto men, we're deceiving ourselves. We might attend church but have little charity for others. Might carry Bibles but have little compassion for others. We might harp on sin, but our hearts are far from Christ. We're children of the King, but we lack kindness toward those around us. We're deceiving ourselves. Hello, I am a hypocrite. And it says here, verse 4 of Galatians chapter 6, but let every man prove his own work, then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone. Not in others. Look what I've done. Look what we've done. My dad always used to say, smell me. Look what I've done. Paul says differently, rejoice in ourselves. Our consolation is that we serve the living God, the loving God, the living Christ, and the loving Christ. Be not deceived. Whatsoever man soweth, also shall he reap. Jesus says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Once again, the Pharisees were hypocrites. The leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid it shall not be known. Whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. It's going to come to the surface who we really are, and it'll come to the surface at the most inopportune time. And it will affect others. But we want to appear righteous to those around us. But boy, we can't wait to get in a cat fight at work if somebody's not doing something or the boss, we're hypocrites. But it is easy to criticize and be cynical in this upside-down world. But we have to realize that we know how the story ends. We know how the story ends. And we need to be constructive and courteous to those around us. We need to be Christ-like and kind. Not appearing as if we care, but truly tender-hearted and kind to those around us. Because if we aren't, we're only deceiving ourselves. So we've seen how we're seen of men and how we appear unto men. And now if you turn your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 6. The pastor's wife at the one church was an easy target, an easy touch for charity. And the guy in town knew it. And so he went to the wife and she says, can I help you? He says, oh, it's terrible, ma'am. I know this family who's poor. They barely have enough food to put on the table tonight. Their cupboards are empty. The clothes got holes in them. The shoes are too small on the kids' feet. They are flat broke. And besides this, the power bill, they can hardly pay their power bill, and their rent's due. He's crying. He saw me and said, this poor family's rent is $600, and it's due tomorrow. Can you help? And she says, that's terrible. And might I ask who you are? And he says, I'm the landlord. Why do we do the things that we do? Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. Oh, I'm in Mark. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Why do we do the things that we do? Now, if you turn, please, to Matthew chapter 23. Verse 29. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, oh boy, if I'd have been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore be ye witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. They were so proud. Boy, that wouldn't have happened to us. They're seeking the glory of men. Why do we do the things that we do? Romans chapter 2. Turn with me to Romans, if you would. Chapter 2. Verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doeth the same things. Verse 3, and thinkest thou this, O man, that thou that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Now, chapter 2, verse 20. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hath the form and knowledge and the truth and the law. Therefore, which teacheth another, teachest not that thyself, that if thou preachest a man should not steal, thou should not steal. Verse 22, that thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Sacrilege is a robber of churches. We need to look at ourselves very closely. Like he says here, you teach not against adultery, you do such things. Jesus says, if you look at a woman with lust, you've already committed adultery. We are so quick to judge the world, what they're doing, what they're doing, what they're doing. Jesus, he's interested in the heart. What are we doing? Who do we think we are? That we can point fingers at others. Now I tell the teenagers, you have to make a judgment on things, what people do to stay away from those things, that you might abstain from the appearance of evil. But when we start judging people's motives, and we know why he's doing this, and I can't believe he's doing that, because, my goodness, we need to look at ourselves. Who do we think we are? I know who I am. I'm a hypocrite. And God's warned me, woe ye hypocrites. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me, and try my reins, which is our mind, our interior self, and my heart. Psalm chapter 26. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me from thine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. We might seek the glory of men and not have a genuine compassion for those around us. We've looked at the warnings of hypocrisy. Let's look at the solutions. The solutions. How many here like solutions? I like solutions, especially solutions from on high. We know they're true, we know they're right, and we know they work. So if you, we need to please God, and here's one solution. Let's please God and not men. God knows our hearts and intentions. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, Paul says, we are allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, not as pleasing men, but God. We need to be God pleasers. We've got a job to do. And that's pleasing God, and he's entrusted us with the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you know not where you're going when you die, not if you die, but when you die, the Bible is very clear. The Bible says we're all sinners and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but praise God, here's a solution to sin, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ come to earth, and He came to seek and save that which is lost, and He came to pay the price for sin, for the sin of the world. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to the River Jordan. He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And how does Jesus Christ take away the sin of the world? He shed His blood that all might be saved. And the might is predicated on faith. The gospel message is very simple. For by grace you save through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. But sometimes it's very difficult because pride gets in the way. Oh my goodness, there's got to be something I got to do. Oh my goodness, I feel so inept. I've got to try and better my life. But all our works are as filthy rags, the Bible says. It's only Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross of Calvary. His last words on the cross were, "It is finished." In the book of Hebrews, it says, "There is no more sacrifice for sin." He forever sat down on the right hand of God. It's through faith in Jesus Christ. And that is the gospel. We have got a job to do, and we need to be pleasers of God, not men. And then if you take your Bibles to turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 1. "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile," malice is hoping something bad happens to somebody, "and what's the next word? Hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Number one, we need to please God, not men. We've got a job to do. Number two, we need to read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. We've got some growing to do. That's how we grow. That's how we slowly purge out these hypocrisies that everybody else can see and we can't. Read the Word of God. God has a funny way of speaking to our hearts. But He can only speak to our hearts if we're saved and have the Holy Spirit that dwells inside us. And we can discern or separate or differentiate the Word of God. It's because of Jesus Christ. We've got some growing to do. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. "For this ye know, that no whoremonger or unclean..." Oh, I'm in verse... Never mind. Chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 5. "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." We've got to have a heart for God and a heart for doing His will. We've got to serve God from the heart. Notice it says, "Servants, be obedient to them and your masters according to the flesh." Talk about hypocrisy. How many times do we see people talking about, "Boy, that guy's lazy. Man, that guy doesn't do it. What's the matter with him?" But yet, we're on the texting. We're stealing from the boss. We're just as guilty as they are. We're hypocrites. Serve God from the heart. Be God pleasers, not men pleasers. Do some growing, reading the Word of God. And Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. But when he, Jesus Christ, saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as a sheep having no shepherd. We not only got to have a heart for God, we've got to have a heart for people. And when we realize what we do affects other people, when we realize that other people see the hypocrisies in our life, that it may hinder the Word of God in their hearts, we've got to have compassion for people. Compassion is not only just sympathy, but sympathy melded with a desire to help, a sincere desire to help. Once again, hypocrisy is an actor or pretender. What brought this whole thing along is I ride with this guy. I helped him pack in a hunting camp about 2 weeks ago. And we're riding, and we got to talking about, he says, well, maybe this weekend or whatnot. I don't know how it come about, but I says, you know what, Rob? I says, the deal with that is the church just voted me as the incoming pastor next August. And this is my friend that I've run around with for about 2 years now. He looks at me and he says, well, I hope you'll still hang around a heathen with me like me. I said, Rob, I will. Rob's one of those guys, he's real. He's not saved, but he's an honorable man. And a lot more honorable than I am in a lot of ways. Rob's a good guy. He needs to be saved. Boy, that got me to thinking. Wow. He's honest. He is a heathen. And we rode for about a half hour, and we stopped to adjust some packs and that. And I had to say, Rob, you know, I hope that you'll still hang around a hypocrite like me. Because I got to thinking these past 2 years, the things that I've said, the things that when you're in certain situations with heavy equipment and things like that, you slip of the tongue and whatnot. What's he think of me? I'm a hypocrite. And I hope that he will still hang around me. So in conclusion, I can't fool Rob. He knows. We've heard the old adage, you can't fool kids or dogs. Well, we can't fool God either. Are we genuine? And we can't fool people. The people. People know when we're practicing what we preach. People aren't Bible believers, but they know what's expected. Bible says, be not as the hypocrites. For the Lord, we should not be as the hypocrites for ourselves. We should not be as the hypocrites for those around us. People will be turned off by Christianity. They'll never be turned off of Christianity because of Jesus Christ. They'll never leave the church because of Jesus Christ. But they can be turned off of Christianity and leave the church because of us. Wow, what a responsibility. Are we genuine in who we are and what we do and why we do the things we do? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, Psalm 139. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if thou be any wicked way in me, and lead me unto the way everlasting. Let's challenge ourselves and say, let's be the real deal for the risen Savior. Let's be the real deal for the risen Savior and not be a hypocrite. And we'll have the piano player, Angela, and oh, perfect, thank you. We're going to have a quick invitation. I would imagine that there'd be droves coming to the invitation. I look at my life, like Chris Burbank and I were saying this morning, we can't imagine if we were under the law how many lambs we'd have in our backyard to take care of our sins every day. It's unbelievable. Search me, O God. Try me. What song are we going to sing?
375.
375. If you need to come and get things straightened out with the Lord, feel free to come. If you need to come and know Christ as Savior without a doubt that heaven's your home, please come and talk to one of us.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come.
All right, thank you very much. What a great day. God is good. God reigns on high. We desperately need our Lord Jesus Christ every day in our lives. Brother Pat Williams, would you close us in prayer, please? Amen. Thank you again.